But the minds of God, of God's people, and the people that are going to resist God here at the very end will be prepared for when the Sunday law test hits to choose one way or another. And this final warning message, do you remember the quote we've looked at a couple times? How is the final warning message given? It's given by people that have the seal of God, in contrast with those that have the mark of the beast. It's given by people that have already been sealed, or it's given by people that have already reached their decision in the judgment. The judgment has already reached its decision about them. They've been sealed for eternity. And they take a warning message that those people outside of Adventism will respond to and close their judgment upon. Judgment is progressive. Back to the quote. A world is to be warned, and when the third angel's message goes forth with a loud cry, minds will be fully prepared to make decisions for or against Bible truth. The Bible will be opened from house to house, and men and women will find access to these homes, and minds will be open to receive the Word of God. And when the crisis comes, many will be prepared to make the right decisions, even in the face of formidable difficulties that will be brought about through the deceptive miracles of Satan. Although these will confess the truth and become workers with Christ at the 11th hour, they will receive equal wages with those who have wrought through the whole day. There will be an army of steadfast believers who will stand as firm as a rock through the last great test. But where in that army are those who have been the standard bearers? Where are those whose voices have sounded in proclaiming the truth to the sinning? Some of them are not there. We look for them. But in that time of shaking, they have been unable to stand and have passed over to the enemy's ranks. Christ says to him who feels his weakness, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Brothers and sisters, when this army of steadfast workers goes forth during the last test and gives this warning message, which means in this last test that probation is still open. There's still people struggling with the test. There's people that have already closed their probation that were formally giving the Advent message. The judgment of the living, the judgment overall, is progressive. And judgment begins with the house of God. What we need to do today is take hold of his strength and make peace with him, because he's fully willing to make peace with us.